This is my podcast pager for Chapter 8, Religious and Ethnic Landscapes. I believe that historical events have helped to develop the many religious groups that we have today and the characteristics. Two specific points from the chapter stood out to me. First of all, charter groups stood out. A charter group is the first group to establish cultural and religious customs in an area. Native Americans were the original charter group in the Americas, and it shows through the names of places such as Mount Denali in Alaska. Charter groups are important because without them, places wouldn't be like they are today, for their culture and religion may be completely different. My second point of analysis is sequent occupants. This is when ethnic groups move in and out of neighborhoods and create new cultural imprints on the landscape. For example, in Chicago, the Pilsen neighborhood is heavily Hispanic today, but its name recalls its history as a home for German and Czech immigrants. This is important because we can use these imprints to understand the movement of groups in and out of an area unfolding its history. If I were to make a book cover for this chapter, I would have a map of the world with arrows from the original locations of the main religions, showing how they spread throughout the world. I can connect to this topic because last year in ILA, we read The Hobbit, and it is a book with Christian themes. This gave me the opportunity to study the Bible from a different perspective. This is it for me, but remember, a people without the knowledge of their past, history, origin, and culture is like a tree without roots. Thank you.